After 2 weeks, firefighters have contained the devastating campfire in Northern California, which claimed at least 85 lives and destroyed thousands of buildings. As California's wildfires have grown more frequent and more extreme in recent years, some homeowners have found themselves getting dropped by insurers pulling out of high-risk areas, while others can't find insurance to begin with. California lawmakers are grappling with how to best protect homeowners as destructive fires become a real possibility for more and more California residents. Laura Newberry has been following all this since before the campfire. She's a Metro reporter with the Los Angeles Times. Laura, thanks for being with us.
Thanks for having me.
So you reported that even before the campfire, insurers were dropping homeowners and refusing to renew policies in high-risk areas. Tell us a little bit about what started that. Was there a particular incident that turned insurers on to this way to work?
Sure. So there was a rash of fires in 2015 and 2017 in Lake County and other places in Northern California, also Ventura County down here. So insurance companies, when they come up with their rates, they look at certain models that take into consideration certain factors, like accessibility of the land during firefighting, but also recent fire events. So when they came up with their new rates over the past couple of years, they took into consideration those wildfires that destroyed so many structures and either decided to stop insuring in certain areas or increase their rates so that those rates reflected the risk in those areas.
So you could essentially have a homeowner who wasn't prepared for this, didn't expect fires, and still be at risk. I'm wondering, if you're a Californian homeowner today, what are your options for insurance?
Sure. So if you're in one of those areas where the major companies aren't insuring, you can go into the non-admitted market. But what that means is that the company that is giving you insurance is not regulated by the state, by the Department of Insurance, and they are able to charge exorbitant rates, you know, sometimes triple or quadruple what you were paying before. And for folks who can't even be covered by that market, there is the California FAIR plan, which is sponsored by the state. But those rates are really high and the coverage is very minimal. And those people can purchase surplus lines, but by then you're just paying a ton of money to cover your home.
What about low-income Californians? This seems to me to be an issue of who can pay the most.
Correct. When I was up in Butte County this week, where the campfire was, I spoke with several low-income residents who said they were unable to cover their homes even before the campfire ripped through the area. And it was an issue of money, and they just decided to stay and live without the insurance, and now they don't have homes.
Are you seeing homeowners now that are struggling? You mentioned Butte County. There are tons of fires, and the recovery is happening as we speak. Are you seeing homeowners struggling to get the insurance money paid out?
Yes. I was in Sonoma County a couple of weeks ago. It's been a year since their big fires, and there are people who are only getting like half of what they need to rebuild their homes. And from what I understand from the Department of Insurance, people will continue to keep seeing that happen.
Laura Newberry is a Metro reporter for the LA Times. Laura, thanks so much.
Thanks so much for having me.
On Notes from America, we have conversations with people across the country about how we can truly become the nation that we claim to be. Each week, we talk about race, our politics, education, relationships, usually all of them, because everything's connected. And you, our listeners, are at the center of those conversations. I'm Kai Wright. Join me on Notes from America, wherever you get your podcasts.